flashing red light means we are recording. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of No 3D. And why do we call it No 3D? Because flat is where it's at. Joining me today, like last time, are Andrew Detouche, who will be known as Drew, and Andy Villani, who will be known as Andy, and I am Kevin Michael Rowe, because I side-added my middle name because I want to sound a little bit more pretentious, and it just flows really nicely. So how are you guys doing tonight?
How come I don't get a middle name?
Because
you had one last time.
You don't even have a real name.
You didn't even appreciate it last time.
Drew, believe
time.
It or not, this is all one Fight Club-esque fantasy, and wow. You are Tyler Durden.
So he has two real names?
He has four real names.
I guess so.
That's just nuts. It's really nuts. And I promise right now that I'm not going to drink as much because I've been put on a two-beer limit by these guys. So, first off, I just want to say thank you everyone who did listen to the show last time. We got a lot more listens than I thought we were going to. Last time I checked, we were at like 298.
Ish.
Which,
not to get specific.
I mean, not to like get down like in the nitty gritty, but that's a lot. I mean, I don't even have 298 real friends.
No, I don't even have 298 fake friends.
Yeah. I don't even have 298 just things at all.
Right. So I'm absent.
But yeah,
that many things.
It's good, but you guys seem to enjoy it. But we're gonna change it up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So here's the curveball. There, we're gonna be playing a new game. We'll just be referred to as the game until a better name has been thought of for it.
I got it.
What?
The No 3D game.
There we go. The No 3D game. How about we just call it No 3D?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's what we should do.
Is that a
Eliminate
good one?
Eliminate game.
That's great.
The game is silent.
The game is silent. And this is how you play. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Get that was
it?
A good round.
Silent.
I like it, though.
Of course, I invented the game. So, actually, I stole it from VH1, but I tweaked it.
Shh.
Okay. So, like every episode, there's going to be a topic. And then everyone on the panel is supposed to bring a top five of that particular topic. Everyone goes through, they say their top five, and then we'd say, well, fuck you, that shouldn't be on there. Or, yes, it should be on there, and I wholeheartedly agree. And at the end, we have this list of what should be 15. And then we go one by one, removing things from the list, scarring friendships. Knives will be drawn, boogers will be flung at each other.
Let's not call it Survivor, because CBS didn't think of it. We thought of it.
We thought of it.
Yes.
I think. I don't know. Well, that's next topic, best reality shows of all time. Until there's finally a list of three, the top three of this particular subject. Now, today, for trying out this new format, we're going with slashies, as I like to call them. Musicians slash actors.
More specifically, musicians who became actors.
Exactly, not vice versa. So there better not be any Jennifer Lopez-ing on anyone's list here.
Damn it!
There goes my list.
It's not fly girl slash actor slash musician.
All five of Drew's top five have now been disqualified.
Yeah. So,
flavored kisses!
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what it is with musicians since the dawn of time. They're just like, you know, I think I want to act. Like, you're already acting on stage. I mean, is it just like they have huge egos? Or
yes.
Is that it?
I think that's what it is.
All right, no, I think we solved it. Okay, on to the game. No. Like, you just think they're so egomaniacal that they just want everyone to look at them all the time.
Well, you know, as a singer, I think you're primarily, predominantly, vocals first, audio first, and sort of image, visual image second. Not so much maybe now as it used to be, but certainly when you had, like, the days of radio at the very beginning, and then you didn't have the crossover to the degree that you have crossovers maybe in 2014, but as far as imaging goes, as far as branding goes, even being a movie star in a bad movie, at the very least, probably increases your profile and makes you more recognizable.
Just ask Paris Hilton, right?
Yeah. That movie wasn't that bad.
No. She's been in a bunch of other bad movies.
Yeah. But she's not a singer.
One of them's called The Hills. She has put out an album.
But that's an actor.
But you just said
good
bad
example
movie
would
in
be Crossroads, Britney Spears. Right? It's not a good movie, but there's no question that the following Crossroads, people had a better idea of who Britney Spears was, who maybe wasn't following bubblegum pop.
What are you talking about? I always followed Bubblegum Pop.
But, yep, right.
Drew over here in the Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Invented Bubblegum Pop. Invented
Bubblegum Pop. He invented Bubblegum. And then Pop, which is what people from the Midwest call soda.
Right.
Like, that's what I call
it. So he's Bazooka Joe of Pop.
He's Bazooka Joe of Cola.
Of Pop.
Of Pop.
Correct.
All right. True.
I'm with you.
All true.
Yeah. So, Drew, what do you think it is? What do you think it's causing these bastards to take these jobs from these hardworking already actors and just, like, get in there?
It took my job!
Exactly. Ben Affleck is over there complaining about how he lost his job.
And who, like?
Justin Timberlake is rising up in the ranks. So what do you think about that? Should musicians stay on the damn stage or should they be on the damn screen?
It depends. I was going to say, stay off the damn screen, but then he just mentioned Justin Timberlake.
So he's not on your list, I take it.
No, he's not. I hadn't thought of him.
Way to do your homework.
Drew, I cannot wait to hear
this. I am excited.
Like, it's going to be like...
Oh, my list is already won.
There's one thing, like, Drew, I've known Drew since I moved to Kingston, New York, so for about 5 years. And there's one thing that held true that's always been a constant. That it's whenever Drew absolutely hates something, then I'm going to love it. Like, it's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
You're like, Drew, what did you think of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies?
Lame.
Exactly. What did you think of X-Men 2?
awesome intro, and then the rest fell flat.
Exactly, Drew. Okay, now, who's your favorite singer of Iron Maiden?
Blaze Bailey.
No! No!
That shouldn't even be an option.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so that's just the way it works. It's been a fun little game that we've had for the past, you know, forever. So that's fun.
All right, let's talk about what requirements are. How do you get on this list? How do you get on a top five list?
You are a stickler for rules and order, so let's hear it.
For me, I'm stuck with me. I mean, you guys made your own list. I'm sure you had your own criteria.
Pretty much my criteria was, this guy was a musician, and then he made a movie.
So you had criteria and singular, like right? That, that I'm talking, there were multiple.
Like movies and television
for
shows.
For me, when I was looking through the list of people that I figure who could qualify, I think the first and foremost, they had to be famous as musician first, which we already talked about.
Right.
So none of that Jennifer Lopez stuff. I think they had to have multiple successful songs that you could name. They're sort of, you know, familiar for their catalog as a musician. And they also ideally should have multiple successful movies. I think there's been a lot of musicians who've done like one-offs that have probably made one really good movie. To me, that doesn't constitute necessarily a crossover star.
Right, no, I understand. Yeah, like Britney Spears and Crossroads. Yeah, only in that one.
Just a regular star.
Mariah Carey and Glitter.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
So that's how you got yours. So you had to be some fame.
Substance on both.
Right, right. It had to be fame, change, fame, no matter what, just famous, no matter what. Drew, what came into your list was just... musicians who are actors?
Well, that's how I started it. And then I just had to look into, you know, what movies or even television shows that they were in that I got really into.
See, now, for me, originally I wasn't supposed to be part of this particular panel. I was just supposed to be the host. Our third man for the evening, Morgan Evans, who's a great musician and a music journalist, bailed out like a bitch.
And he's not a good actor.
He is not a good actor. No, not at all. Even though he was in Toxic Avenger 4 for like a split second.
He was.
But he was supposed to be here, but then he's like, oh no, man, I got band practice. Like, band practice?
All right, well, that's cool.
So,
see you later.
Yeah, whatever, dude. We're going to make internet history. So, fuck you. And so then I came up. So I literally put my list together today when I was supposed to be working at my job.
Instead of working at your job?
Instead of working at my job, I worked at my job. Good. This being my real job now.
Good, yes.
So.
The wave of the future.
All right, guys. Are you ready to play? Are you ready to play the game?
Stoked.
All right.
Whatever that means. This is a Full House reference number one.
Jesus.
I do like the Full House.
Is Jesse Fredericks on your list?
That was not acting.
You know what's great? Having callbacks to past episodes.
I know.
Okay.
Make sure we gotta keep them in order now. This is number two.
This is number two. Not the number two that we recorded that will not see the light of day unless.
How rude!
Exactly. What? Okay. Good.
We've all traveled through the Full House time warp to actors as musicians.
All right, Andy.
Scratch that. Reverse it.
This is it. You're setting the stage for the rest of the episode. Who is on your list, in no particular order, really? Who's your first one? Who's your first slashy?
Okay. Well, to me, when I was actually developing a top five, looking through the musicianship, in this instance, rapping career of our actor extraordinaire option, there was one person who really stood out head and shoulders above everybody else, even on my top five, mostly in part due to his big Willie style. That would be the great crossover artist, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
DJ, the DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince himself. We were talking about this the other day, and it literally slipped my mind that Will Smith was a rapper at one point.
He started as a rapper. He was the Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince musicianship first, right? Some good rappers. Raps parents just don't understand.
Summertime.
Right.
Summertime. Right. Well, right. Parents don't understand.
They just don't understand. They don't. Yeah, she was a 12-year-old runaway.
Exactly.
It could happen to anybody.
What else did he rap about?
You know, he was doing that early on.
Girls of the world are nothing but trouble.
Right, yep. So, you know, so he had a good, solid, fluorescent, multicolored, wardrobed rap career that was already in place when he forayed into, actually, television first. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, he was on a show?
Yeah, he was. I don't know if you were aware of this, how that life got flipped, turned upside down.
I feel like we're just going to be talking about the last episode of this entire episode.
But yeah, you know, and then like he started in Bad Boys early on.
Bad Boys. Say what you will about Michael Bay, but that is one of the funniest like action-packed movies ever. And Will Smith doesn't have to cuss on his raps to sell records.
Right.
But he will fucking swear up a storm in a movie.
He's not afraid.
Like, it is fantastic.
He was trying to shed the good boy image, I think, in Bad Boys. He picked the right movie.
He picked the right movie. It would have been better if it was like, evil boys.
And it's like Inner Circle came up to Will Smith, and he was like, what are you going to do when they come for you? And he was like, I'm just going to be the biggest fucking movie star of all time.
He was.
That's what Bad Boys are going to do when they come for you.
I mean, we could even like go down the list. Like, it was ID4, Independence Day.
Yeah. All the Men in Blacks.
Wild West.
Well, that wasn't a hit, but I still love that movie. I loved the song more than I loved the movie.
Enemy of the State.
I forgot about that movie. Gene Hackman.
And then he got into Ali, and that's like when he crossed into superstardom, right? He's doing Ali, and I mean, he's just bigger than the stratosphere.
I don't know if that would be like superstardom. I think that's when he started like being like taking himself more seriously as an actor. Like, he started doing less like the popcorn like blockbusters, and more like I want to do something
like happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness.
I really love that one.
Yeah.
I am Legend, Hancock. Yeah, well, Hancock, I didn't really like Hancock that much, but, like, it was fun to see him swear and, like, drink Jack Daniels and,
not be
clean cut.
All those years
like,
after
Fresh
Bad
Prince.
Boys. And the other thing is, you know, he's got legitimate award recognition as a rapper. He's won 4 Grammys.
He won the first Grammy for Best Rap Album.
Because they didn't really understand how rap worked.
Yeah.
Just like when Jethro Tull won the first
Silver
Medal Grammy, everyone looking around the room, including them, was like, all right." But you know, and you know, he's literally he's the biggest box office star probably the last 15 years. I'm talking like, you know, over $6 billion in box office, and these are almost all movies that he has been the star in. It's not movies where you look at the box office total and like he had a bit part or he was a supporting actor. He is the star of all these movies. And he's over the top. You know, it's been almost 30 years of a career so far. He hasn't really slowed down. He's still moving forward. I wish he would make some more music because all of his albums helped me get jiggy.
Even the Millennium? Was that Will 2K?
Same resolution. Get the money. Ain't where we been. Where are we going to be? The man is a forward thinker. And he had KC of KC and JoJo / Jodeci to help him out. It's a good thing there weren't more people in Jodeci because they were going to run out of ways to name.
Wasn't it like KC, JoJo, and like one other guy?
Jodeci.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So that's my first pick.
First pick, Will Smith.
Can you top that?
All right, Drew. Let's hear it.
Of course. David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Okay, go ahead. Please. Please defend your selection.
David Hasselhoff. All right. Songs? Come on. I've Been Looking for Freedom. That was the song that he sang on the Berlin Wall as they tore that down. It wasn't any speeches that tore down that wall. It was the music of David Hasselhoff.
Right, but here's one thing.
No, no, give him a chance. I want to hear what else he's got first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Plus, he had the best version of Hooked on a Feeling.
All right, what else you got?
As far as, you know, TV.
Yeah.
Baywatch, Knight Rider, and he was in Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He was in it. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He starred in it.
Right. Star is a...
All right, good. Let's
objective term.
Let's put David Hasselhoff on the list and move on for now. Okay. Because I'm excited, and I don't know what the rest of your list looks like, but boy, do I hope I get to go first.
I don't know. But no, I mean, like, David Hasselhoff, like, was he a musician before he was an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Like, I literally, here's what I know about David Hasselhoff. Baywatch, Knight Rider, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. I would argue that your limited knowledge of David Hasselhoff probably has something to do with the fact that you didn't grow up in Germany.
I did not.
And you left off the most important part of his performance on the Berlin Wall, and that, of course, was the battery pack light up jacket that he was wearing for the performance.
Why don't they still make those?
I think David Hasselhoff just bought them all. They made 37 million of them went into production, and all 37 million are owned by David Hasselhoff. Right. They're waiting for the collector's value to go up, and then they're going to hit eBay hard.
Okay.
So I would rock one of those.
Of course you would. You're wearing Zubaz right now. He's not really wearing Zubaz, but he owns Zubaz. I've seen that.
I do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so is it my turn now?
It is your turn. All right. Jump on in there.
So, for my first pick, this guy has been in countless movies, like a lot of TV shows. Actually, he starred in a TV show with Alfonso Ribeiro called In the House. This gentleman goes by the name of LL Cool J.
The ladies.
Ladies love Cool James.
James Todd Smith for the win.
Exactly. Now, LL, one of the first artists signed to Def Jam, but like he's literally, like, I don't even remember the last time he put out an album.
He's still making music.
Is he?
He's making songs for his NCIS LA television show.
Yeah, exactly.
That they play in moments of high drama.
That spinoff that's been on the air now for like, what, 3-4 years?
Solid show.
Like
I like that show.
Meg's dad loves NCIS. Like, I see a couple episodes ago, but I haven't seen the spinoff. But even before that, like, he was making movies.
He's got Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Sexy man.
Yeah.
Sexy man.
Chris O'Donnell's a sexy man?
He is.
I mean,
God, I'm blushing. Look at me.
You are. It's kind of weird.
Oh, jeez.
He starred in like a whole bunch of movies. Like, he was in Toys with Robin Williams. He was in The Hard Way with Michael J. Fox and James Woods. Like, you know, he was on In the House. He did NCIS.
Halloween H2O. Yeah.
Murder Ball? Was he in Murder Ball?
Yeah.
He was in Murder Ball. Like, he's been in like all...
Which doesn't make the case for much
all
stronger.
All these movies.
He's been busy.
Yeah. He's been super busy. Like, I'm actually surprised that he never got up to the same, like, Will Smith type level, you know, because like he's a good actor. Like, I like LL.
I sort of wonder, like, he wasn't super family friendly for a while, you know?
Yeah,
he
that's
kinda,
true.
He kind of came, like, if he had a TV show where everything that he wore was bright, he might have had a better crossover appeal from the harder rap that he was
true.
Doing.
I can see that.
Early on.
He was also in Deep Blue Sea, and he rapped about the sharks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Don't forget about that.
They like his rap so much, spoiler alert, that he goes to become one with the sharks.
Spoiler alert for 10-year-old music video. But, you know, like, LL, like, I'm so pro LL, it's not funny. He was on, I believe, like, it was him, Run DMC, and the Beastie Boys on, like, one of the first big, like, Def Jam, like, hip-hop tours. Can you imagine how much hell was raised on that tour?
I can.
I would wish I could have been there. You know, I don't really listen to a lot of rap music. Those are pretty much, like, the three rap guys I listen to. Mainly the three rap guys are Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys is multiple guys.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the seven rap guys I listen to. But, like, I mean, like, it's just cool. Like, he's had this huge, long, like, storied career. So, yeah, LL.
Suffice to say that the love of Cool James is not only restricted
ladies
to
love
the ladies.
Ladies love him. Kevies love him.
Kevies love him.
Everyone of them. He's the Kel. I wish I could be LL Cool K. Ladies love Cool Kev. But that's not the case. It's more like LP Cool K. Ladies pity Cool K.
And even the cool is a
it's more like nice. LP Mope K. Ladies pity Mope. Okay. And
that's a good idea. Maybe we should move on here.
What's your pick?
All right, my second pick. I'm gonna work back to the beginning here a little bit and go with Frank Sinatra.
Ooh,
and I think
Frankie.
And I think it's important before I explain why, to a certain degree, that we contextualize him a little bit because like there's
mob
been
ties?
So
ties?
Many
it's
different
mob ties. I think it's mob ties.
There's been a couple of different eras of the crossover
of mob ties
of the garbage collection, refuse engineer, as it were. You know, early on, I think. Sort of pre-television and in the early days of television when it really was an unknown entity, you're talking about crossovers that essentially owned media. You would listen to music at home on your hi-fi or your phonograph machine, and it would probably be Frank Sinatra. And then you would go to the movies, and you would watch a movie that was probably starring Frank Sinatra.
You would think he'd
and
like
he would either
following you after a while.
Sing... Or he would act in a non-singing role, and he was able to do both, which was a versatility that I think a lot of the crossover folks sort of lacked.
He was probably like the first like slashy, I would say.
He was definitely the first after everything sort of clicked together. I think you could go earlier and find some other people that were sort of in the early infancy of home entertainment with music and the way that movies. Mm-hmm. Sort of meant what they meant, but Frank Sinatra is the first one who really was kind of a megastar in that crossover era.
I can see that. Well, I mean, even by then, like, you know, he also like launched the careers of how many people. I mean, we don't even really have to discuss this any further. I mean, because like if you know Frank Sinatra, even if you don't listen to him, like you know who he is, you know who the Rat Pack are.
That's another thing I was gonna say. Is he not in addition to being a superstar beyond measurement, he also made stars out of people who otherwise probably had no business being as notable as they were. Like in those Ocean's Elevens, those Ocean's Eleven and all those Rat Pack movies, the buddy movies that they made. I mean, he was the standout. Like how would Joey Bishop have done?
Peter Lawford! On
his own, you know, absent Frank Sinatra. The dude... made, you know, all kinds of movies, you know, from Here to Eternity, some really solid films, The Man with the Golden Arm. You know, he won a Best Supporting Actor award for From Here to Eternity. He did a bunch of little sing-songy movies, Guys and Dolls, where he showed off the fact that he was a better singer than everybody and you know, an equivalent actor to everybody. So, you know, his box office was huge before people cared about that.
Now,
you know,
do you think that he got this way from hard work, perseverance, or mob ties?
I don't think that's not an either or.
Is it mob ties?
It wasn't family ties.
It wasn't family ties. Sha-la-la-la.
Yeah, but, right. And the other thing, too, is I think the longevity of his career stands for itself. The dude was an entity for like 60 years.
That's true.
You know, and he...
I remember when Frank Sinatra died.
I do. Me too. There were old women that were sad. There were middle-aged women that were sad. There were young women that were sad that their grandmas and their moms were sad. But then secretly, when they went into their own room, they were sad for themselves.
There were women throwing panties and Depends at Frank Sinatra at some of his last times.
It's true. And he was actually picking up the panties and putting them in his pocket and picking up the Depends and saving
them for later use, which
I'm sorry, mob, for for the offensive.
If any members of La Cosa Nostra have a problem with our podcast.
That was some...
Did you say mom or mob?
Yeah, right. Either way.
Okay. Sorry, mom, mob, but if any members...
Grandma, mob.
Drew, do you have anything to add about Frankie Sinatra?
To be honest, I really don't. I don't really know him from any of his movies, so I can't say from there. Just a lot of the Rat Pack specials.
Well, take it from me. He was an Academy Award-winning actor.
But okay, but still, winning an Academy Award doesn't really... Like me, it's like winning a Grammy.
But it doesn't hurt.
Know? It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt the case has legitimate.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give you that. But like, if we're just going like for Academy Award winning actors or something,
I think fucking, what's her face? Reese Witherspoon has won an Academy Award. And yeah. She's annoying.
That's a good argument.
Except in
what a
movie,
solid,
she won the Academy
what
Award.
What a solid case.
So,
well, it was about Johnny Cash.
Damn
so
right
you,
it was.
You can't really say anything bad about it. Or the Johnny, the Cash Mob.
Yeah.
Will come in.
I'm actually a card-carrying member of Cash Mob, actually.
Number one rule of Cash Mob.
People get us confused
don't
with,
talk
cash,
about cash mob.
With Cash Money Millionaires
cash
all
money
the time.
Millionaires. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we both like to back that ass up, but it's just nuts. All right, so Drew, hit me with your next shot.
Well, I've got Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons?
I have good reasons for this.
You do?
Okay, let's hear these.
What are they?
Let's hear these
air quote
reasons. What movies has Gene Simmons been besides Kiss and the Phantom of the Park?
And Detroit Rock City.
Damn it.
You gotta lose your mind in Detroit.
Yes, he was in those two movies. And yeah, I actually...
I have a bootleg copy of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Absolutely terrible movie. But yeah, Detroit Rock City, fun, you know...
That was a really funny movie. I love Detroit Rock City.
But he was also in a
I threw up again.
He was in a little-known horror movie called Trick or Treat with Ozzy Osbourne and Lori Loughlin, who went on to play...
We're not talking about Full House every episode.
Well, no, I mean,
she was on Summerland.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Trick or Treat.
Was that like about a kid who like called like some number or they had like a devil guitar?
No, that was 976 Evil. Oh, okay. I know that one. We'll talk about that in a future podcast.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure we will.
I'm so ready.
Trick or Treat, kid was like really like into a rock star who like killed himself and... by setting a building on fire.
Yeah.
And then he started playing the records backwards and getting all these subliminal messages.
Oh my god, it's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, you hear that, PMRC? You were right. Tripper Gore, I apologize for every bad word
I ever
said.
I hope
about
the PMRC's not listening to our podcast.
That's true.
They're going to take us out of the fake airwaves.
Don't worry, Dee Snider will fight for us.
Ozzy Osbourne was like a televangelist in the movie. But Gene Simmons was a radio DJ, and he had to cut his hair short, really short to do this. So during that time, while Kiss was actually on tour, he had to wear some of the most god-awful wigs known to man.
I'm pretty sure he's still wearing some of the most god-awful
wigs.
Well,
he's back to wearing.
These were worse.
Really?
This was like the Animalized tour. So they'd already taken off the makeup.
Lest we get bogged down, can you name any other movies that Gene Simmons is in?
It was just those three.
Okay, good. All right, then we'll go with that. We'll put him on the list.
No, of course. He's on the list. I mean, he came up with him. He's on the list.
Of course he's on the list. And when, after I go first, I'm hoping I get to go second.
Wow, Andy's just getting ready to, like, cut you to pieces.
I'm going to slice and dice.
But I mean, like, even like
Gene Simmons in a horror movie.
But even with, like, Gene Simmons and, like, stuff like... You can even say, like, he's always been an actor because Kiss puts like the most theatrical
That's a good point. And more importantly than what Kiss has done of its own merits, they sort of, in a roundabout way, paved the road, if you will, for GWAR, which is really important to my life.
GWAR is so important to everyone's life. Oh, man.
More importantly, Kiss has paved the way to putting the band name and imagery on everything.
No, that's true.
You play a mean guitar, man.
Too bad you have to die. Oh, thank you.
And get buried in the Kiss coffin.
That's sweet.
Which doubles as a Kiss beer cooler.
That's true.
Well, if you can't have a coffin full of beer.
From Pantera is buried in a Kiss coffin.
What's the point of having a coffin if you can't fill it with beer?
That's true.
Thank you, Gene Simmons.
But no, I mean, like, yeah, still, like, Kiss has always been, like, a very theatrical band, you know? Like, they take on these personas.
They sort of brought the movie... to the stage in a certain way, where they took the rock concert and gave it a plot.
Oh yeah, definitely.
In a way that you would have to ignore Alice Cooper to credit to Kiss.
Nah. I wouldn't credit. Alice Cooper started it, but Kiss perfected it.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah,
that's right. It can't get any better.
I don't know.
All right, what you got, Kev?
Oh, it's gonna get better. Ladies and gentlemen, not only am I gonna talk to you about an amazing musician / actor, I'm gonna talk to you about an amazing meal. Meatloaf.
Yes.
Meatloaf has been, I love meatloaf. Drew, you heard like my meatloaf impression. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. Like, I love it. He's a fantastic singer.
I didn't even know that was you. I thought, I looked down for a second. Thought that was meatloaf. And I thought Meatloaf was here.
I used to have really long hair. I kind of look like Meatloaf, so.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's like a good thing or a bad thing.
Well.
If the podcasting career doesn't phase out, I can always put on a wig and become a professional Meatloaf impersonator.
You can be Eddie in Rocky Horror.
And then get paid Meatloaf. Exactly.
That's when what Eddie said he didn't love his Teddy, we knew he was a no-good kid. And Rocky, that was Meatloaf.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, fantastic film.
Yeah, it's a cult classic.
Yeah, and he not only did he play Eddie in the movie, but he also played him on stage, too, when the show first came over to the United States.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're all forgetting, like, he was in Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny, even if it was just, like, a split
Fight
second.
Club?
Fight Club.
That was a great role he played in Fight Club.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Bob.
No, you're supposed to say his name is Robert Paulson.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob Paulson. Bob had bitch tits.
Yeah.
But, like, he's just...
Boom Bob, as it were.
Like, he's been in, like, a bunch of movies. Even as just, like, a bit character. But, like, he's just... He's great. I mean, minus the, like, hardcore Republicanism and love for the New York Yankees. I mean, he's great. And, like, he's still making music these days. I mean, no one really cares about him besides the Bad Outta Hell albums. Like, I couldn't even really...
And even the last one was kind of...
Yeah, Bad Outta Hell 3.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, but he covered the...
Bat Back in Hell.
The one Celine Dion song. Well, it wasn't really a cover. It was a Jim Steinman song. Jim Steinman was, like, the real power behind Meatloaf. Meatloaf just had the voice. But what was it? It's All Coming Back to Me Now?
What a great freaking song.
Oh, yeah. And when you touch me like this,
it's all coming back to me.
Hold you like that. It was gone with
the wind. I love it. I love it. Every moment's a cold and now a flash is lovely. God, I could listen to that song. Do you know there's a 9-minute version of that song?
Yeah, I think it's the one Meatloaf does.
Yeah, you know what I want to do when it ends? Start it over.
Start it over.
Just all day.
Well, I guess I know what we're doing after this podcast. Baby, 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 when you touch me like this. Doo-doo-doo.
All right, it's my turn, right?
No, dude, because you're just going to go on some long-winded explanation.
I know, right? God forbid we're qualified like, okay, to actually explain.
I said Frank's qualified. What makes you qualified?
I got notes, so, like, you, oh, look at these notes. I'm
just because you got a master's degree from a very...
Rustling through good. Pages, etc. I mean, there's a lot of things going on over here.
I'm sorry, Andy. You, the lead slashy... You have a master's degree in pop culture,
I'm
right?
Glad that I said that I was qualified, because it's the only way to intro my next selection. Which, of course, you know, I would be remiss to make a list about best musicians / actors if I did not include the great Barbra Streisand.
Barbra Streisand. Wow. Well, I could see that we have three very, very different lists. Yeah. It's going to be one hell of a top three.
Everyone's going to be, it's going to be like, you know, eating our young. Like the first person I'm voting for, before I even explain why I put her on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, how can Barbra Streisand compete with David Hasselhoff?
Tell me about Yentl, Andy. Like, what's up with that?
She was a very convincing little boy.
Oh my god. Alright, Drew, it's your turn. No, Barbra Streisand.
But, I mean, seriously, she was a singer, you know, sold literally a bajillion albums. Not literally, that's a very much over exaggeration of the word, literally in this context. But she had a singing career that stands on its own. An acting career that followed it that stands on its own. A Broadway acting, you know, career, which is a whole other dimension that we haven't really gotten into much yet, that sort of stands on its own. You know, again, she's won an Academy Award, Best Actress.
What she won an Academy Award for?
A Funny Girl.
Funny Girl?
Yeah. She was in Hello Dolly, which is one of the most ridiculous Walter Matthau performances ever. You know, she's... made her like over $1 billion.
So,
and she's one of the Fockers.
What you say?
What else do you want?
That you really love Barbra Streisand.
Actually, I don't really like Barbra Streisand at all.
Contrary to your like 2-minute rant here, I think you
can't ignore the merits of Barbra Streisand.
No, that's true. No, I'll give you that. I mean, she was in.
that I don't think I've ever seen a Barbra Streisand movie besides Meet the Fockers.
Yeah,
I believe she was in a movie called Big Business.
She may have been.
She was in The Way We Were.
You know what that business was?
Sang in the Broadway song.
Her nose. Because it's huge.
It is a big nose.
Going for the cheap shot.
That's good.
I think she was the only star of that one, because I think the co-star of that was a guy from Tremors. And
he left. He was like,
I can't think of his name.
Fred Ward?
Fred Ward.
It's funny. You can't think of Fred Ward's name.
I couldn't.
Well, this guy brought this guy. What? And more importantly than all of her merits as an actress and or a singer, she's married to James Brolin.
That's true.
One of the sexiest men ever.
I would tap that.
He steals the screen and doesn't give it back. He tucks it into his coat pocket and walks away with it.
He was in a weird episode of Law & Order SVU where he played an astronaut that murdered somebody.
I saw that.
With rape?
No. He didn't rape her. I think they did it. And then he's like, oh, you're going to try to get me from going to space again. I'm going to murder you. Brolin!
I don't see a lot of flaws in that argument.
Well, I mean,
he was almost cast as James Bond.
Was he?
That would have worked.
He lost to George Lazenby, believe it or not.
I told you it would have worked.
No, it wouldn't. He's not British, for crying out loud.
For George Lazenby?
Neither were most of the Bonds.
What? He's not from the United Kingdom, then.
What?
Isn't it?
All right.
I apologize for our one United Kingdom fan. His name's probably Trevor. Right, God save the Queen. Culturally insensitive.
Right. Let's move on. What you got, Drew?
Well, how do I follow up Barbra Streisand?
I don't know.
Mark Wahlberg.
You son of a bitch. I love Mark Wahlberg. I think he is fantastic. God, yeah. Mark Wahlberg. Not only was he a patriarch of a funky bunch, he's also a nominated actor, an Oscar-nominated actor.
And, you know, yeah, the music, we know he was a musician.
Come on.
We'll just call it that.
What do you mean, we know he was a musician? We love that he was a musician.
Straight hip-hop. I ain't singing this.
He's not
singing it.
He has been in a ton of great movies.
Yes, he has.
Ted definitely comes to mind.
I haven't seen that yet, but I want to.
Perfect Storm.
Damn right.
Solid part
fucking
of
that. Fucking The Departed.
Four Brothers.
Yeah, for right.
Four Brothers. I love Four Brothers. That's a very underrated awesome flick.
You can't understate the cinematic importance of his current reality show, The Wahlburgers, where he and the rest of his family, including Donnie, who's also a good singer turned actor,
what's Donnie
open
singer?
Open up. Here's a new
Are you
the
kidding
block.
Me?
Oh.
I didn't
really listen to a lot of boy bands. I'm sorry.
More importantly,
that's a good podcast.
Are you
also.
Like serious about this Wahlburgers thing?
Yeah, it's on like A&E or one of those shows. They had like opened a burger joint.
Yeah, I've
and
heard
follows
that.
The reality show, and like he's actually on there, like Marky Mark minus the Funky Bunch, who by the way actually had someone in their group called. I think someone was like Big Booty Buddy or something.
Are you consulting your notes?
I'm trying to find it, but I can't find it in my notes. Hold on.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought I wrote it down, but I guess I didn't.
Wahlberg, so, I'm very Drew. You, God, now I don't know where you're going now. Like you've given us Hasselhoff and fucking Gene Simmons, and then Mark Wahlberg.
And I'm totally redeemed myself.
Yeah, so I wouldn't go that far.
You're making progress.
This is solid
in the right direction.
It's solid. All right. Yeah, I'll give you that.
If you're first, never mind. I'm not going to even say that.
No, worries.
No, it's all right. It's just a poop joke, but I'm not going to skip it.
Poop joke. All right.
Well, that was funnier to me than it was anybody else.
Poop's fun. So, all right. Is it my turn now?
Sure is. Yep.
All right. So I'm going with Fred Armisen. Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live in Portlandia. He was a musician for a long time. He toured a lot of like punk rock bands, like indie bands. He was the drummer for Chicago-based like post-hardcore group.
Now he's the musical director.
He is the musical director
for Seth Meyers.
Late Night with Seth Meyers. Yeah, and actually I was texting one of my best friends, Bob, who's going to be one of the best men at my wedding.
Yeah, that's good.
And he was just
a nice boy.
He is a nice boy. He's just like, hey, don't forget Fred Armisen. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot Fred Armisen, who I used to absolutely hate on Saturday Night Live. Like, it took, like, two seasons for him to, like, grow on me. But, like, he's fantastic. And I really like the way that he still uses, like, music and like almost all of his characters and sketches and stuff. Like, have you seen the one where he like dresses up like the British like punk rock singer named like Ian Rotten, but he's really writing like love songs to Margaret Thatcher, or like where he's reuniting with his group at his daughter's wedding and they're pretty much playing like a version of like Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies and stuff. He's putting out like this series of 7 inches from all the fake bands that he had on Saturday Night Live.
Which, by the way, is a lot of inches.
It's a lot of inches. It's seven of them.
I've been told it's more than Satisfactory.
It is 6.5 more than Nevermind. But,
good. Let's go with
but
that.
But, yeah. But, no, like, Fred Armisen, I guess like, he'd be more of a comedian, but, like, you know, he's been in a bunch of movies, too. You know, like, he was in Euro Trip. He was in...
It's a good movie, by the way.
It was a great
Scotty
movie.
Scotty doesn't know.
That's a great cameo by Matt Damon. he was in some movie with Zach Braff. I can't remember. But like he's had like parts in flicks. He was never like the star, but like he's had more serious acting work over the past like 10 years than musicianship. So I'm going Fred Armisen. And as we all know, you get a couple beers in me, I'll wax poetic about Saturday Night Live and its cast members till I start crying.
Till the cows come home, go back out and come home again.
Exactly. So yeah, Fred.
And you know
Armisen,
you can't go home again.
You can't.
Even if you're a cow.
Can't rain all the time.
No. No, can't.
That's from The Crow. Mm-hmm. It's a sad movie.
Things just got really heavy. It's a cloud here. That's weird. We're all dressed
the,
in
the
black.
The whole mood has just changed.
Good. I think I can fix that.
Yeah, with what, Andy?
with my next pick, man.
What's that, bro?
That'd be Ice Cube.
Ooh.
See, I waited, right? I waited because it could have been
Ice
Tea. Ice
Cube.
It
could have been anyone with the name Ice, yeah.
But here's a dude. He was a bad dude for a long time.
I don't know.
Like NWA, right? You know, and like in his early rap, like he was a thug. You know, and he sort of figured out that like thugs are scary, and like he stuck you know with his rap, and he's had a million between the NWA and his own solo albums. Like he's a bunch of huge songs and all kinds of craziness, and then he's like done like a bunch of really good movies. Like Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood was such a
like,
good
like the whole
movie.
Friday series.
I've only saw the first one.
Yeah,
that was still
but,
a good movie.
He's done like
too.
Barbershop and Triple X.
He's
in Ride Along, which is making all kinds
banked,
of money,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like number one for a couple weeks. Cube's solid.
He's another dude. I see what you did there. Yeah. An iced tea stirs the drink, right? That's good. But you know, it's like he made like $1 billion.
Yeah,
making movies.
Like...
And the other thing too is like he produces his movies, he writes his movies, he directs his movies. He's done all the way across the outside of just acting.
He's a Renaissance hoodlum.
I was going to say Renaissance gangster.
Yeah, Renaissance gangster.
Gangster.
Yeah. I mean, he's ridiculous. Like, and the guy, like his raps. Again, coming from a suburban white kid, like
yeah.
They're just nuts. I am
afraid to listen to them.
When
at home,
he left
by myself, just
NWA,
no one to even look sideways at me. I'm just intimidated by listening. To
well,
them.
I just don't say certain words. But here's a fun piece of Kev trivia.
I like those.
I am enamored with what hip hop artists call beef when they like hate other ones and diss tracks. Example, like, are so amazing. Like, just the whole thought, like, I hate you so much. Not only am I going to write a catchy song about murdering you, I'm going to release it to the world and make about $1 million for me saying I'm going to murder
and
you.
And that's the other thing. Like, they made rap a viable economic
Ice
business.
Ice Cube probably
NWA
will.
Paved
they made
the
gangsta
way
rap.
For gangster rap. And all of the dudes that were in that group were bad dudes, and they all ended up doing pretty well solo. I mean, Dr. Dre is a freaking mogul. I mean, he's more, you know, in the music industry.
He's an actor, too. He's been in a couple movies.
Yeah, and he makes, from what I understand, above-average headphones, and you got to respect
no,
that.
That are all right. But still, like, that. But when Cube left NWA, he recorded this track called No Vaseline. About it's just like this this rap about how he like NWA is horrible and how their manager's ripping them off. There's a lot of like bad Jewish references in it, but like it's just like you could just I've never listened to something and heard so much like like hate like in my life.
I do like a good
outside
hate.
Of like a Hitler speech, which I don't listen to, but I'm just saying like in passing, I'm like
nothing gets like me to sleep now. Easier.
Oh God, having trouble sleeping again?
A little German anger will stir up the
listen to Hitler.
The old who needs sheep? Mr. Sandman just comes right on through.
So Ice Cube, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Drew, what's your follow-up?
David Bowie.
Wow.
All right.
I'm going. That's a good one. Drew, damn, two solids in a row. You're throwing me off here, man.
All right.
So, it basically really boils down to Labyrinth. Where he covers both. He acts, he sings, he does it all.
But not only was he in Labyrinth, like, he's been in, like, so many movies. Like,
he has, but I just... Labyrinth, that's the big one. That's a cult classic. We all watched it as kids. We probably had it on a VHS tape.
Jim Henson production.
And wore the fucker out.
It was. Well, I mean, he was also, like, in really serious movies, too. Like, The Last Temptation of Christ.
Sure.
Martin Scorsese and Willem Dafoe, which is a fan.
I thought that was a comedy.
It depends on how
oh
you are.
Dear.
But it's a fantastic.
Is it getting hot in here?
Woo, boy.
Not really. We're in the coldest room in the house right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we were in the coldest room. Cheapy.
But, you know, that's a great movie. He was in The Man That Fell to Earth.
I haven't seen that one.
He's he lives in Woodstock part of the
he
year.
He does,
too.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully not this part.
Yeah, hopefully he's not just like, listen to it like, and come to my store and be like, are you Kevin Rowe? Like,
yeah.
So you're making fun of British people, and you're making fun of my movies. That's how David Bowie talks.
Yeah, and then he gives you the one eye.
And you got a problem with Labyrinth, do you?
Then he feeds you to the troll that lives under the bridge.
Exactly, he feeds
downtown.
Me to Hobble.
The babe.
Yeah. What babe? No, Labyrinth, dude. Labyrinth is fantastic. But we're forgetting like his most important role right now. He was in Zoolander, which is Ben Stiller's funniest movie. He was only in it for like 1 second, but it was.
But
it
was he was there
1 second. He was taking notes on his hand. He's just like yes, yes. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm pro David Bowie. Drew two in a row.
Woohoo!
You're throwing me off here, man. Okay, so it's my turn now, right?
Sure is.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I'm just gonna go for it. He's my boy. I love him. There's not much more else I can say about him. Justin Timberlake, who is fantastic and is now, in my opinion, the new Fresh Prince when it comes to
by the way, he was
actors.
In a boy band too.
That I do know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
But I like him for his acting.
You know what? Even like his music, it's catchy as shit. There's a reason they sold. His new album, Suit and Tie. I will walk around and dance to that.
I got my suit and tie, right? Even his sad songs make me happy. Like,
I've gotten into more of his Lonely Island stuff.
Yeah, well, that's funny, too. Like, the guy can do it all. Like,
yeah,
you know, he can sing.
He's a renaissance man in the 21st century.
And, like, not even, like, have you seen Friends with Benefits or heard of Friends with Benefits?
I've heard of it. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet.
Hilarious. Him and Mila Kunis in it. They're fantastic.
Anything he's done with Jimmy Fallon has been immediate gold.
Anything with Jimmy
Fallon. Harry Gimm talk show.
The History of Rap.
History of Raps 1-5.
Five, yeah. They just did a new one.
Last
that was
week.
Any of the Lonely Island stuff?
Yeah,
that was great.
The Dick in the Box stuff.
Did you ever see Alpha Dog? Or hear
that
Alpha
I did.
Dog? He did. Like, he was in the movie
I
that
absolutely
long.
I love that movie.
And I didn't think it was that great, but I thought he did a good job in it. He was in, I have it listed right here. I mean, like, SNL, The Social Network. He was in the fucking Social Network.
No, definitely.
Yes.
And
that's another great one.
Well, he wasn't nominated for an Oscar, but the movie itself was.
He would have been if he wasn't.
Ironic that me, of all people, would love the movie about Facebook.
Of course you would.
That doesn't sound like
you're addicted. You are, I like to describe you as the physical embodiment of the internet sometimes, Drew.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, no,
you are just a series of tubes. Sometimes the tubes get clogged. It's,
so, I mean, like.
Thank you, Ted Stevens.
So I'm totally pro Timberlake on this, and like I think now Andy, you're gonna disagree with me on this. He's I think he's gonna inch over Will Smith as the best.
I think he's got a lot of work to do.
You think so? Well, he's got like another.
I think there's a longevity piece.
He's got a good 10 years.
But their career paths really aren't that different.
That's
They're
true.
Just sort of different spots where you had a group, or in Will Smith's case, a duo. you know, and then kind of broke into his own thing, did his own sort of music, and then got into movies. He hasn't, Tim Blake hasn't had a TV show, but I think you can argue his stuff on SNL.
He did star sort of in a Disney Channel original movie.
On its own. And he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, actually.
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Wait. So he might be disqualified, because that was acting.
I believe he was in Star Search first, which was musician.
That's right.
And then he went to acting.
Ed McMahon for
Come
the
Come on, dude. I know my shit.
That's good. You made a nice late night or Tonight Show circle as well.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon, Jimmy Fallon, and just a little bit of stuff in the middle. That's good. That's a solid.
All right, Andy.
All right, last one, right? Number five.
Number five.
All right.
Is alive.
For me, again, I kind of took it from a notoriety, money-making sort of standpoint. And for that, I have selected for my final choice, Queen Latifah.
Oh, wow. Queen Latifah.
I did not think of her
at all. And she,
you know what? I did at one point.
The thing that's interesting about her is that she was a solo female rap act, and she probably was like the first one. And she was one of the first to be successful about it. And she was really a trailblazer with her music career ahead of time. And then she was on she had a TV show for a couple of years, Living Single. That was a good show. Yeah, right. You know, nice opportunity to sing your theme song.
Oh God, I got my girl.
You know, she was in movies like The Bone Collector.
Was she in The Bone Collector?
Yeah, she was in Bringing Down the House.
That was a funny
movie. Was that the Steve Martin one?
Yeah.
That was a good one. She's done a couple of singing acting roles. She was in Chicago.
She was in Hairspray.
Which is really actually a great role where she kind of does that Motormouth Maybelle trailblazer kind of thing.
She was like born for that.
It's not that far from kind of what she did for you know, rap for women. If anybody even got as far along as she did,
right?
You know, it's like Lil Kim,
yeah,
et cetera, Lil Kim. You know, Eve. But really, she was
Lil probably, Kim wasn't. She's all
probably
that.
Did the best with it. And the other thing that's sort of interesting about her music career is that after she did like Chicago, she actually completely did like a 180 and went from making rap albums to making like jazz standard singing.
Has she?
So she's a rapper. She's a singer. She's a television show. She's done big movies. She actually has a talk show now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's a producer.
I know she's done. She's on a couple episodes of 30 Rock, and she was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and she's another one. Like as time has crept away from us, like she's 25 years into the business, and she's still going up.
That's
which,
true.
Especially as a as a black woman, I would think, which I am, obviously, I can relate.
If there is such a thing as an opposite of a black woman,
you mean a white man?
No. Like even worse. Like when you say like Queen Latifah,
is there anything worse than a white man?
Yeah.
Be careful you answer that.
No, I'm joking. Watch. Oh, it's gonna be.
We
like,
all love Bowie.
It's gonna make me racist or something like
Stop.
That. Or said
Stop.
That. No.
It's not
so you went from Queen Latifah. All right, Drew. Last one.
Yeah, don't screw it up.
The Insane Clown Posse.
No, I'm kidding.
How? I don't know when you're joking.
Everybody just grabbed
they
their
have, They
on
have
that
been
one.
In movies. One they of them have. In my Netflix queue. It's called Death Racers. It looks horrible. You want to watch it?
Yes.
No, actually, the first person, or my last person, rather, started off her career saying she was going to take over the world, and she kind of fell flat on that over the last few years, but Madonna.
Madonna. That's another... Drew, I like how you go with these things. You're like, I'm going to fucking piss them off the first two times. I'm gonna have some solid folk. I'm not mad.
She did her music. You know, some like goofy '80s teen stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's not goofy. Papa Don't Preach is a serious message.
Papa Don't Preach. I'm in trouble.
I'm losing sleep.
She did her serious music, and then you know, she has been in some successful movies. You know, Dick Tracy. Okay, we can say hit or miss.
I love Dick Tracy.
I loved it, but it's one of those love it or hate it.
I think A League of Their Own is a huge.
A League of
Their
Own is huge.
Her.
She was even in the last Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie, which blew. But she became the first
was that
person.
The World's Not Enough. Or was there one after that?
Die Another Day.
Oh right, yeah.
But she also became the very first person to not only act in a James Bond movie, but also sing
the song.
Okay,
I do remember that. I remember that. Yeah. Wow, no, that's good. Like Madonna, like I can't stand her now. I'm happy she hasn't been in a movie in a long time.
Well, it's because everyone.
I think that was her last one.
Everyone sees her coming now.
Well, then you know she started having babies, marrying British people,
divorcing British people,
and then like telling people that they should do drugs and stuff, and like just looking all kind of weird. Yeah. Looks like, I'm pretty sure someone, like, skinned Madonna a couple years ago, and now it's just someone else wearing, like, a Madonna suit.
Like Skulldonna?
Like Buffalo Bill.
Skeledonna?
Like from,
That's actually, that's a good name.
Yeah, you know, Buffalo Bill?
Skeledonna. Like, I don't care what you're saying, I care what I'm saying.
Someone's just wearing this Madonna suit, going around like, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Like Joe and Connery is wearing the Madonna suit.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I was hoping that you would just do a Sean Connery impersonation.
I still can.
Yeah.
We named the dog Madonna.
How about 10,000 words and why you should keep Madonna the fuck out of my apartment?
I think it was around this point last time when we did the Finding Forrester Sean Connery references we did. As well.
I can do The Rock too, but we'll save it for another day.
The Cisterns.
Now you can do The Rock. See how we're spreading knowledge.
I'm not gonna lie. I listened to our first episode about like 15 times.
I think minus the three of us, we had about 8 listens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I have it on my iPod because I uploaded it to my computer.
Oh, right.
So I listen to it most of the time.
Proprietary information.
Not even through.
Oh, you should. Every time should be a listen. Only online.
Excuse me.
Maybe you have to pause it. Start at the beginning.
All right. So it's my turn now.
Very
right?
Good place to start. It is. It's your last pick.
So my last pick. Ice T. No, with Ice T. He's been in a bunch of movies. He was in New Jack City, if I'm not mistaken. He was in Surviving the Game. You ever seen Surviving the Game?
No.
Nah.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. He plays this homeless guy, and Forrest Whitaker and Rutger Hauer are like, "Hey man, I'm gonna help you out. Why don't you come to this cabin, like help my friends go on like this hunting trip?" And they're like, "Okay." He doesn't realize he's the fucking thing they're hunting. So Forrest Whitaker and Rutger Hauer and a bunch of other people, they're trying to hunt Ice-T.
Yeah.
Ice-T, the godfather of gangster rap.
I'm pretty sure you just described Rambo.
No, it's different.
Oh, different
it's
movie?
It's different, because it's Ice-T.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, Rutger
so
Hauer.
So it was Rambo with a lisp.
It was Rambo with a lisp. And then, you know, like, he's been on Law & Order SVU for, like...
The whole time.
For, like, season 2 or 3.
Yeah.
But the guy is literally...
So, 15 years.
He's acted as a cop for longer than he's saying about killing cops, you know?
Yeah, that's actually why Richard Belzer left the show. It was the hypocrisy.
Only took him like 14 years.
He couldn't reconcile it, and he just decided to give up.
But I love Ice-T. I think he's great on the show, you know? And even then, like, he's just a funny dude. Like, you know, he's got a reality show with that big butt wife of his, Coco.
Coco. Ice loves Coco.
Ice loves Coco. Which is kind of weird. I mean, I love cold chocolate as well, but...
who doesn't?
Yeah.
How else are you going to get...
And then recently, like, he does a podcast, too, and he does, like, a lot of side work. I'm like, I was reading that one of his side things. He was talking on this podcast that he went and he records audiobooks, but he recorded a Dungeons & Dragons audiobook.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, he was just talking about, he's like, this is some of, like, the nerdiest shit and this and that. And then, like, he went on, like, a couple episodes later, he's like, look, he's like, I'm not making fun of nerds or anything. I was like, why is everyone got to be hating on Ice?
Some things I is, and some things I ain't. I ain't no nerd.
Yeah, he's just like, this, like, what, think fucking Ice-T won, like, a motherfucking dungeon or a dragon? This is some gangsta shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I can see Ice and Coco being into dungeons and dragons.
Yeah. But no, I mean, like, Ice-T.
Some letters being involved.
Ice-T, there. I think he's the lesser of the Ices for musicians slash actors.
Well, did Vanilla Ice make a movie?
He did, Coolest Ice. I saw it in the theater.
And right. He was also
so he's not
in,
the lowest
the new
of
guy.
The Ices.
He wasn't the new guy, yeah. But yeah, I'm going with Ice-T.
He has a reality show. Yeah. All right, so we've got our 15.
15.
I think before we segue into the elimination rounds, we should just take a minute. I'm sure everybody had some things that almost made their list. So let's not get, like, into whys, but let's at least run through, like, a list of names, also-rans, so when people listen to it, they listen to the podcast, they say, yeah, why didn't you depict them?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a bunch. And I can see our Facebook page now, that one guy, Jeremy Renal.
He's our dude.
Yeah, he's our dude.
Yeah, trust me, Jeremy, if you're listening to this...
When you're
listening to this, we'll get you on there, and... please don't post as many YouTube links in the one thing. All right. So, just kidding. Shout out to our fan, Jeremy. So, on my list, someone that didn't really make it, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. She's a good one.
She's good.
A bodyguard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd Cher. Cher was an almost.
Oh,
big,
you know, I forgot about
big
her.
Care, big Oscar. Music, variety show, Oscar winner. She made a movie with Christina Aguilera, which probably is what kept her off. Another one I had was Bing Crosby, an early one.
Yeah,
well, kind of. He was like the pre-Frank Sinatra, so I had him.
I had Elvis Presley.
I had Elvis, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought everybody was going to put him.
He made a lot of movies, but at the end of the day, most of them are pretty bad.
They were terrible.
They're the same movie over and over again. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I'm a
Elvis. The other thing about him was he used his movies to basically only advance his music career.
Yeah.
So they weren't really standalones.
I had Harry Connick Jr., who's I think he has the voice of an angel.
He does.
Yeah, he's been in a whole bunch of stuff. I also had Mark Wahlberg at one point, but you're right. Already said him. Mandy Moore. I had Mandy Moore on there.
I think I would disqualify her on both sides of my criteria.
You know what? If you didn't cry during A Walk to Remember, I'm not sure we can be friends anymore.
I didn't cry during.
I'm
missing you like candy. Yeah, only cry when it was over because that's a great freaking song.
I did like that movie that she was in, though, Saved.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that.
That was a good role.
Okay, so.
All right, let's get to it.
Are we ready to cut? Andy, you started us off.
Let's.
You get first cutscenes.
Let's review the list real quick.
All right, so.
I picked in no particular order except Will Smith at the top. Will Smith, Frank Sinatra, Barbra Streisand, Ice Cube, and Queen Latifah. And I'm pretty sure half the people on my list would have refused to go to dinner even with the other half the people on my list. So that's an interesting sort of way of thinking about
it. That is rather interesting. And
Drew, who did you pick again?
My list was Gene Simmons, Madonna, David Bowie, Mark Wahlberg, and David Hasselhoff.
Kevin?
My list, I had Fred Armisen. It is no order. Justin Timberlake, Meatloaf, LL Cool J, and Ice-T.
And there it is.
And so now, here comes the talk. Here's where stabbings may occur.
Occur.
We start cutting it off. So, Andy.
Yeah.
Again, you're setting the precedent. You started us off with this.
I'm looking at the 15, and of course, my 5 still look really solid. So I'm going to ignore those for now. And looking at the other 10, I got to go with Fred Armisen. As my first.
Wow!
I'm sorry. Just,
man!
Just as far as looking at everybody else on the list, either with their musicianship, their acting, or a combination there.
Oh, right. No, that's cool.
I don't think he stacks
up.
No,
that's cool.
And that's really all I got. I don't know any movies he's made. Even when you were explaining them, I was glassy-eyed.
That's cool.
So, man. You know, just the way it is. You know, welcome to the big leagues, kid.
All right, honestly, I gotta say, Barbra Streisand.
Wow!
I guess 72 million albums can be wrong.
They can, especially if they're sung by Barbra Streisand.
which is funny because she's probably like, you know, 50 years. Yeah, whatever, it's cool.
Yeah. I'm going with, and it's mainly because he hasn't done, I don't think he's an actor, I think he's just a guy who cameo in movies, Gene Simmons.
That's fair.
Good enough for me.
That's pretty much it. I mean,
that's fair.
Don't get me wrong. I think he'd be a great actor if he ever did it. But yeah,
Gene. Yeah, well, he does a reality show.
Yeah,
I think it's on right after Ice Loves Coco.
He's boning Shannon Tweed.
And a bunch of other chicks, if you believe the tabloids.
He bones Cher, who almost made this list. Just like
if he could turn back time, I wonder if he would still do.
If he could find a way. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, there is nobody left to run with anymore. Greg Allman. Yeah, good. All right, cool. All right, my second pick, dude, man, his jacket, like it was it was a light up. But the Hoff is off.
You're hassling the Hoff is off.
He did laugh longer than Barbra Streisand.
But it's only because
he did.
I get to pick twice, and honestly, I'm just about out of easy ones for me. So that,
yeah, no, that, like,
this is about to get a little harder.
I'm very proud of our.
When I came here, I decided that I'll be ready. I'm gonna find a reason to do that every time.
God,
every time.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
I love continuity. It's like my ninth favorite thing.
Uh-oh.
All right, Drew.
Honestly, I have to say LL Cool J.
What?
You clearly have never
seen... Is it because ladies love him? Is that it?
I've never seen an episode of NCIS LA.
All right, fine.
You know, I've actually never watched NCIS.
None of them?
No.
How about JAG? Because that's literally 30 years of television that you could have had.
Mom used to watch JAG
which spun off NCIS, which spun off NCIS. Now they have one that's going to be in New Orleans.
NCIS New Orleans?
No, yeah.
All right, so it's my turn, huh?
Sure.
This is getting tough.
I know, and then it's there's nine. We've still got to get down to three.
I'm going with the queen.
Wow.
Queen Latifah. I'm getting rid of her. Like, it's mainly just because, like, I know she's done great.
This has been so diplomatic so far. Everyone has voted off one from everybody else's list. Like, I honestly haven't
been really paying attention to who. I've just been looking at, like, the actors' names, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, just queen. I think that the other people on this list are just better representations.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to like you, which I don't.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't like me, so why don't you go ahead?
I can see why.
Yeah, it's because I'm accurate.
I'm glad that there's no video.
Oh, don't worry. There will be.
All right, my next elimination...
Choose wisely.
I think is going to be... I think it's probably going to be... So I'm torn between two here.
Do they both rhyme with schmeiss?
No, they don't. Okay. Actually, no. No, they don't. Neither one does. I'm going to go with Meatloaf.
You son of a bitch!
I think Meatloaf has to go.
That is ridiculous and you know it. Now I'm mad.
Yeah, you took the words
right out of my mouth. I'm mad now. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Boy.
All right, now it's revenge
My people are the best pick. The Mob Man and one guy who's literally threatened to kill somebody on every rap track he's ever made. So good luck selecting somebody from who I have left. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
What you got, Drew?
It's tough, but...
I think it's time to start killing your children, actually. There's a couple of people on your list that...
I have to say Ice-T.
Are you kidding me?!
Things are looking pretty sparse for you there, Kev.
I'm a little mad right now.
You are.
I'm a little mad. All right, fine. Now it's my turn. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I have to pick one.
You do this. That's how it goes.
I'm going with David Bowie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, if I'm mapping...
After hearing some of these names...
So we're down to six.
We're down to six. So
we each have one more pick. Let's review who's left. Will Smith... Frank Sinatra, Ice Cube, Mark Wahlberg, Madonna, and Justin Timberlake. That's who's left.
That's who's left.
Out of those people that are left, I think I gotta go with Madonna.
Madonna's gone. Okay. Drew?
Rest in peace, Drew. Oh, no, I still have one left.
God, remind me in the future to, like, have, like, some suspense music going on in this.
I know, I feel...
Yeah, like a
charm. I really, more than anything, I just have to pee a lot.
Oh, my God, you have no idea how bad I have to pee right now, but that's okay.
I'm so nervous.
We'll make this quick and painless. Ice Cube.
Wow.
Dude, you're okay. Gonna die tonight.
So now it's on me.
I know, it's...
Oh, man. Drew... I'm sorry, but you're not going to make it to the first initial 3D list at all. I'm getting rid of Mark Wahlberg. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we have the final three. The top three musicians/actors. Definitive list. Any other list can be disregarded because it's made by a bunch of dicks.
Of all time.
Of all time. We have Will Smith, Frank Sinatra, and Justin Timberlake. Drew, how do you feel about not having one entry on the list?
Yeah, I'm okay with it because I was kind of writing up my top three as we were eliminating, and I kind of came up with Will Smith and Justin Timberlake.
They're pretty much the same person except, you know.
But yeah, right.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is Will Smith with training wheels.
Right, exactly.
And honestly, there were three people on your list that really never had a chance against the competition.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think the Hoff really had a shot. As ready as I'll be.
Damn it! But all right, so
there it is again.
So there we have it. So, gentlemen, how do you think the new format went? Huh? Pretty good.
I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Well, because three. Even though I had two,
you wanted three.
I wanted all five.
That's it. You can't have all.
You can't have Barbra Streisand.
Everybody has to lose.
Who you chose? Meatloaf. Oh, I'm mad about that.
But at least if I can't have all three,
you're happy that you got two.
I'll take two.
That's fine. I knew Justin Timberlake. He was also a safety choice of mine.
I had Justin Timberlake on the list. I think if he had another 5 years in it. I would have probably picked him as my on my own list.
Right.
I'm excited to see that we actually had 15 different people to pick from.
That's true. Yeah, I think we didn't have any doubles.
Part two go well. I'm excited to do this again.
That's great. I think this was a good change. But again, you know, who knows in the future? Maybe we'll have a different game, also called No 3D. Because that's what we do.
Because the part rest of it's silent.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen of the internet, thank you for joining us for the second episode of No 3D. Now, if you have any comments or questions or anything, please, you can feel free to email us at no3dpodcast@gmail.com.
And no one will read them unless they're positive.
Yeah, and then if they're not positive, you can keep your opinion to your fucking self. and you can also find us on Facebook at no3d. It's like Facebook.com/no3d. Just look for, find one of us on Facebook, because obviously you probably know one of us if you're listening to it. and we're also, the podcast website is no3d.podomatic.com. We're still trying to figure out how to get it posted on iTunes.
But for right now,
Podomatic is a good fit for us, you know, because we're not growing too big.
And it sounds like potty.
Exactly. Potty-matic. Automatic potty. So, again, thank you to myself, Kevin Michael Rowe, Andy Volani, and Andrew Detouche for a successful second episode of No 3D. Cue the theme music. And wait, why do we call it No 3D?
Because fuck you. That's why.
Have a great night, everybody.